Welcome to Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 on KATX and KWBY as Angela Robinson joins Terry Slavens to share important financial information to help you live life on purpose. Insurance, investments, estate and tax planning, and much more. All covered now on Life Planning 101.
And welcome into Life Planning 101 on KETX KWBY. Terry Slavens with you, joined by Angela Robinson. Angela, good morning.
Good morning. Good Monday morning. And we have a fun topic, I guess, to start out with, politics.
Yeah. And there's a lot of that going on right now.
Yes, you know. Back to hitting you hard on Monday mornings. That's
right. We took a break last week.
We did.
But she just couldn't keep that going.
No, so. I couldn't. No, we've, we're talking about today about the tax reform, because this is big stuff for a lot of our clients, people we work with, business owners, everybody, right?
Everybody.
It's huge. And, you know, what Donald Trump has said he wanted to do was basically lower everybody's taxes. It didn't matter if you were in, you know, the lower tax brackets, if you were in the higher tax brackets, if you were a business, if you were an employee, whatever, he's going to give you everybody the opportunity to be able to lower their taxes, which is
wonderful. My question is, though, we have a deficit.
Yes.
If we lower taxes, does that not mean the deficit goes higher?
There's a couple ways to think about that. So, I don't want to get too much into the deep depth of politics, but it's a great question. A lot of people ask that. I had an economist one time tell me the only way we're going to get out of this deficit is to grow ourselves out. And what does that mean? We've got to get the economy pumping.
Economy going.
And, you know, if you lower taxes on businesses, it gets them to spending money. And if they spend money, then what does that do?
It generates more money,
gets that economy going. So I think that's the thought process behind it, you know, and it doesn't matter if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever, you know, that's what the thought process is behind lowering the taxes, is to get the economy moving, because deficit can be short term as long as there's a plan to overcome it in the long term. And it'll be interesting to see what that is.
Right.
Now, the problem is that we have this healthcare bill that did not get even brought to vote.
But that, okay, I understand may be being revisited again already.
Yes, it might be. I wouldn't put your hopes too high on it, because I don't think that's the agenda of the president. I think he wants to just keep moving.
Right.
And rightfully so, you know, and he has to have an agenda if he's going to want to try to run for re-election. He's got to get some things done. However, what that did was it really killed the opportunity for taxes this year. And, you know, that's where, you know, you're seeing a lot of people say, gosh dang, and the markets, why they've been fumbling all over the place for the last few weeks is because they're saying, gosh dang, you know, we're probably not going to see tax reform in 2017,
right,
which everybody expected that we were going to see in 2017. In fact, we're not the only ones seeing it. Kiplinger Tax Letter, they're big tax people. They said the reform this year, it's of course been ebbed. Their quote is, we expect to see a draft of a legislative bill sometime this summer for tax reform, but that's only the beginning of the process, and the most likely time frame will be the first half of 2018. So,
and, you know, going back to the health bill, I read a lot on that while that was being debated and everything. And the one thing that they tried to push that through in 17 days.
That's right.
Obamacare took 187 days
right.
to pass. So if you have a tax reform bill that takes, if you don't introduce it until, or see a draft of it till midsummer, and if it takes 180 days, well, that's 6 months.
That's right.
That's going to put you in the first half of.
That's right. Yep. So here we sit.
So
right?
Here we sit. I didn't mean to hijack your show. But.
No. That's exactly where today's going. And, you know, the question is for our listeners, is what does this mean for you? Because that's the most important part, right? Well, the fact is, it's 2016 all over again. In other words, we got high taxes again this year. And, you know, we have a saying that we only want our clients to pay what they deserve to pay. So we want to help them figure out every nook and cranny that they can to get those taxes down legally. Right. Okay. But the truth is that the tax code is currently built around being able to take deductions, have tax credits, things like that to encourage economic growth. or sustainability. So, for example, retirement plans. We talk about that a lot, right? Why does the government give you the ability to put money in your retirement plan and not pay tax on that? Well, they know that Social Security is only going to be a portion of your retirement, and depending on how old you are, how significant of a portion of your retirement, correct? But how are you going to be able to take care of yourself in retirement? And they don't want to see the whole country poverty stricken, right? So that's why they give that incentive. That's just an example. And there's 100 of them. There's thousands of them. I actually read an article one time that like the business owners on average have over 200 and something deductions they can take advantage of.
Wow.
And on average, they only take advantage of around 16 or 18 of them. Yeah.
That's why you need professional help.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I mean, and you know, Albert Einstein said he didn't even understand the tax code. It's so complicated. So, and the truth is, and if you know, you can talk to CPAs about this a lot, because we do, right? And we'll be saying, oh, and they'll say, oh, we didn't know you could do that. Well, they wouldn't know that you could do that, because really their expertise is helping you file your taxes, right? Our expertise is this little niche, whether it has to do with business ownerships or insurance or investments or liabilities or whatever it is, and we build what we need around there and do all of our research. So we're kind of the experts in that field, where is if you were dealing with, you know, say something completely off the wall, like manufacturing or green energy or something like that, you need an expert in that field,
right?
To be able to help pull it all together. So, you know, I don't want people to leave the show and be mad at your CPA because you don't think they're doing a good job. No, you hired them to prepare your tax return and defend you.
Right.
That's what you hired them to do. If you think they can do more than that, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's right. That's not what their intention is, because you're not telling them your entire picture. You're not laying it out on the table and then saying, hey, I'm going to pay you to go find all this stuff to figure out how I could do this better.
And CPAs can only work with what you give them.
That's exactly right. And to be honest with you, most of them are scared to death about telling you something that they know, because they're afraid that you won't document it appropriately. And what does that do? It just ensures that if you ever get audited,
it
blows up,
yes.
Right? So, you know, they would tell you, hey, you could do this, 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 but I'm not going to tell you that because I don't want you to not document it, and I don't want to have to defend that.
Right.
And we see that a lot, a whole lot. So
undocumented is undefendable.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, you know, the whole show that we built around today was actually 7 deductions that you can take this year that, you know, doesn't mean that you have to spend your money, because I know a lot of people say, gosh, I just am tired of spending money. I get this all the time. I'm tired of spending money. I'm tired of going buying and new something. In 3 years, I've actually lost $10,000 on that truck. You know, I go to Trader, $15,000 on that truck, right? Was it really worth the write-off? Well, probably not if you're, you know, looking at it that way. So we put together a show today on deductions that allow you not only to keep your money, but in some cases be able to grow that money. And we're going to go through these. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great show, because I kind of got everybody started off on the wrong foot. So now let me mend it. Let me make it better for you. We'll put a Band-Aid on it till 2018.
We're going to go positive when we come back on Life Planning 101 right here on KTX KWBY. Welcome back into Life Planning 101 on KTX KWBY. Chance for tax reform better next year.
That's
Let's
right.
Talk about it.
It's 2016 all over again.
Right.
In other words, take every deduction you can this year.
That's right.
That's where we're going. You know, just imagine if, because of what they get put in legislation, your entire tax bracket lowers by about 10% next year, and you wait to take a deduction. Well, on $100,000, that's cost you 10 grand.
Mm.
Ouch, right?
Ouch.
Yes. So it is the best year you can think about to be able to take every deduction that you can think about. And if Trump gets his way, that loss is even going to be higher. So really want to think about that.
Wow.
But we're going to give you 7 ways that you can have deductions this year without spending money. You can actually keep the money and potentially grow that money. Pretty big. Okay?
That's good.
Yes, it is. First of which, you know, it's retirement contributions. They're big, right? And, you know, here's the truth of it. So we're planners, right? And a lot of times when we go digging into the facts and someone's told us they're maxing out their retirement plan, they're not. They think they're maxing out their retirement plan. They may be maxing out the match on the retirement plan, meaning their company puts in X amount of dollars and they're maxing that out, but they're actually not putting in as much as they possibly can in that year. So for 401ks, 403bs, 457s, this year you can put in $18,000. If you're over 50 years old, you can put in another $6,000. So you can put in $24,000 wow. into those instruments. That's pretty great. And that's what most people have, is those 401ks, okay? If you're a business owner, you got lots of options. And a lot of people think, well, it's too costly to start something up. Well, there's things that it costs you nothing to get it started. Simple IRAs, you can put back over $15,000 a year as a business owner if you're doing that, plus a match on top of that. Solo 401ks. If you're a single business owner, you have no employees, you can put over $50,000 of that, and neither one of them have very much an administrative cost, if none. So pretty powerful instruments there. Yes. Up to, then you get into the big stuff, you can actually end up putting back $215,000 into a plan this year and deducting all of that. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Your husband and wife, that's over $500,000 that you can actually sink back into a plan. Think about that. Okay.
$500,000.
Yeah, it's $500,000. And when you actually are getting close to retirement, that may be something that is extremely important to you at this time. So it just takes a little bit of work. Now, here's my caveat. If something like this is of interest to you, you cannot wait till the end of the year to do these types of retirement plans, because the longer they're open, the more it benefits you. In fact, as we go through the year, there's cutoff dates to be able to do one for 2017 entirely. So you want to get started with your planner right now. Start working with them and figure out, okay, what is my best option for my business structure, for what I do? And then if you don't have a retirement plan to contribute to, don't forget about just a basic IRA, okay? Put some money back in there. If you're over 50, you could put $6,500 back in there. And your spouse doesn't have to be working to put theirs in there. They can do a spousal contribution.
There's $13,000.
That's
right,
exactly
there.
Right. So that's a great way to keep money in your pocket. And it's actually for your future, which you need to do anyway. And you're not paying the tax on it. So pretty big benefits. Likewise, that is a health savings account. And this is something that Trump wants to expand upon. He's talked about this so many times. I hope he does. I truly believe this is the creme de la creme. I love it. You go in, you get a tax deduction, it grows tax-free, and as long as you use it for healthcare expenses, it comes out tax-free. So in other words, it's money that you never pay tax on. Think about that. That's powerful.
And you can use it to pay your doctor's visits, your prescriptions.
That's right. And again, common mistake I see when people come in is they've been using kind of as a savings account to pay their deductibles, to pay prescriptions, do this. Don't do that if you don't have to. Keep it set aside for your retirement, because I promise you, you're going to need it. Trust me. On average, we see people spend usually between $12,000 and $15,000 a year on medical expenses in retirement, between their premiums, between their eye doctors and things like that. That's a lot of money.
Yes,
okay, so you need it. So keep it set aside for you for your, and you can invest it just like you do with your retirement plan. So, but as a family this year, you can put $6,750 back in one of those HSAs, which is pretty big. If you're over 55, you can put another $1,000 in there. So they're powerful instruments to be able to use, and it's definitely worth looking into. Another type of investment is energy investments. And we live here in the great state of Texas. It's not hard to go find somebody that knows something about energy. Now, I would recommend that you really know your risks here, okay? Don't try to go in on a startup company and you're drilling one well. It's a get-rich-quick thing. You might as well just give it to Uncle Sam. Okay, but there is a part of the tax code that was put in there many years ago to encourage domestic drilling. And it's Section 263, and it allows you to deduct 100% of the intangible expenses of drilling, which is usually somewhere between 65% and 80% of the cost of the well. That's big. And you can deduct that on your tax return. So you can make an investment for your future that could potentially, if it's, in our area as we know it, Permian Basin, in this area, those wells can produce for 30 years. And that can come back to you. That's pretty powerful. And then in addition to that, you've got another 100% of the tangible drilling costs that can be deducted over a 7-year depreciation schedule. So a lot of deductions with oil and gas. We do a lot of oil and gas ourselves because of this. We work with a lot of business owners. It makes sense. My dad likes to call it a wealth builder. The reason why, don't spend the income as it comes back in. Let that funnel into a brokerage account and just start accumulating money. And then before you know it, you've got money that's not in a retirement account. It's fully accessible. It's, you know, already it's in a taxable account, so you can get to it at any time. And who knows, you do it the right way, you might have $1 million sitting in that account by the time you retire.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty powerful,
very
right?
Very powerful.
So, you know, it doesn't mean you have to go spend money to get these types of deductions. It's very, very important for you to realize that there are ways to do this out of your own pocket. When we come back, we've got four more of these very powerful deductions you don't want to miss.
We'll be back right after this on KTX KWBY. Final segment of Life Planning 101. Great information. Angela, let's get after it.
Yes. So we have talked about three ways you can keep money in your pocket while taking a deduction in 2017, because as it is, it's 2016 all over again, right? Because tax-wise, we've got, probably a legislation that's not going to get pushed through till the beginning of 2018. I hope I'm wrong, by the way, when I say that. I really do, for my own personal sake and also for everybody else.
If it pushes through late in the year, I mean, it still affects the whole year, right?
They would typically retroactivate it, yes. What they probably would not do, though, is if it came into effect in 18, they wouldn't retroactivate it to 2017.
Right.
So very seldom would you see something like that happen.
But a special session in December could, yes, possibly, if it was close.
Yes.
Okay, we got,
yes,
lots of,
so, yes, we do. We do. So let's talk about these other four that you can actually keep money in your pocket and get the deduction this year. We talked about retirement contributions, health savings accounts, and energy investments. But what about this? Did you know you can own your own insurance company? Yes. Isn't that crazy? As a business owner, you can actually set up your own insurance company, and it insures something that you have apparel for. Maybe, especially business owners, if you were to have to leave for a certain period of time of your business, or you were able to get accounts receivable for a period of time, or sheesh, your building burns down or whatever, you could insure anything that is a normal peril of insurance, and you set up your own insurance company. Your business pays the insurance company a premium. It's 100% tax deductible. We actually did with this one, or did this for a gentleman a few years ago. We designed a plan that he was actually going to put $350,000 of premium back a year. So that was $350,000 of deductions in insurance premiums.
Wow.
And it's going to another company that he owns himself. And if there's never a claim when he dissolves that company, guess what?
It's his.
Pretty powerful instrument, isn't it?
Yes.
So definitely something to keep in the back of your rack. You want to make sure that it's back there, okay? What about going back to some health? There's health reimbursement arrangements and medical reimbursement plans. With Obamacare, those kind of got pushed to the wayside a little bit, but very few CPAs know the truth of what has happened inside these plans. We've taken it upon ourselves to actually go out there, look it up, figure out how to keep these things working, and we've done that, okay? Why are these so powerful? Okay, well, let's just say, and I'm gonna talk about one employee type situation, a single owner of a business with one employee. You can actually set up this plan where every medical expense that you incur during the year, buying Band-Aids, that little of a medical expense, all right, you can deduct through your business rather than having to put it on your personal tax return, and then it's subject to being above that 10% of your adjusted gross income,
right,
in the year, which as a business owner, it would never be,
never,
right?
Been.
So you could deduct it fully through your business. Pretty powerful plans. Just an example, if you're looking at myself, last year, my health insurance, or not just health insurance, but my health needs came out to about $9,000. I'm a young, healthy person, but that was my family's needs. When you added up everything we bought over the counter, you added up our doctor's office, chiropractors, all that kind of stuff, it was about $9,000 premiums on the insurance, everything. Pretty powerful, right? So make sure that you understand what's going on with these, because they can be really big deductions, and it's things you're already spending anyway.
Might as well take advantage of it.
That's right, okay? And get a tax deduction. Cost you less. What about your business, your farm, your ranch, okay? You can actually, there's a way in the tax code that you can rent your home to any of these entities if it's set up appropriately, and you can do it tax-free. Why would you do that? Okay, let's say that you have an S corporation. Lots of people have an S corporation. Do you have articles of incorporations? Are you supposed to have board meetings and member minutes and all these things? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So are you actually doing this? If you're not, then you're in trouble. But you should be. Okay. Well, where are you going to have those meetings? Why not have them at your house and pay yourself rather than renting a hotel room to have those meetings and paying that hotel room? Have you ever thought about that? You can do it. It's a pretty powerful tool. And let me tell you a little secret. The reason it was set up was a bunch of congressmen that had homes in Augusta, Georgia. Well, what happens in Augusta, Georgia every year?
The Masters.
Yes. And they wanted to do what with their homes?
Rent them out.
Rent them out. Did they want to pay taxes?
No.
No. So you got a little loophole in the tax code that allows you to take advantage of it. Take advantage of it. You should be. You shouldn't be missing that. It's too big. And then number seven is just rearranging normal expenses, okay? So let's say you're retired. You have to take a required minimum distribution out of your IRA. You give money to your church on a weekly basis. Well, if you're setting up in that structure, there's a potential that you're causing yourself unnecessary tax. You can actually take that required minimum distribution, send it directly to the church itself. It never even shows up on your tax return. Whoa! Wow. So not only did it help you with a deduction, but lowered probably your taxable income that helps how much your Social Security is taxed. So it's kind of a double whammy, right? Well, there's lots of things you can do. Example, if you're a business owner, you can have childcare expenses. There's three different ways you can deduct childcare expenses, by the way.
Okay.
Three different ways. Isn't that crazy? One is in the form of a credit. No, two are in the form of a credit, and one's in the form of a deduction. You don't want to miss those types of deductions if you're having to pay for that already. It's also a way to think about giving your employees a raise without having to do Social Security and Medicare taxes. It saves you a lot of money. Right?
Lots of money.
Lots of money. So definitely things to think about. But this is all going to be in our newsletter. You don't want to miss it. If you want to subscribe, you can go online at kennedy-financial.com and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Be sure to tweet us at KFS Life Planning. What I want to know is if you're going to make a commitment to learn how you can pay less in taxes this year in 2017. Big deal. And remember, the biggest thing about this is as every month of the year passes, these opportunities start to disappear. So don't let Uncle Sam stick you with that tax bill that you just are having to pay right now, I would assume. Or if you're delaying it, you're going to be paying penalties on it. And, you know, let us help you pay that tax that you really just owe.
Yeah. Don't pay more than what you owe.
That's right.
Unless, I mean, pay what you owe, but not more than you owe.
That's right. Yeah.
And take advantage of all the deductions out there. Angela, great stuff. Enjoyed it again.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for listening to the show. God bless everyone and have a great week.
Thank you for joining us for Life Planning 101, brought to you by Kennedy Financial Services of Eastland. Tune in every Monday morning at 8:30 on KATX and again on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock on KATX and KWBY for more Life Planning 101.
Advisory services offered through Smart Money Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Calton & Associates, Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC. Kennedy Financial Services, Incorporated is an independent of Calton & Associates, Incorporated and Smart Money Group, LLC.